Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow went up 21 points, 0.2% to 12,418. The S&P 500 index didn't move a point. NASDAQ Composite Index also did not move even a point. The yield on the government's 10-year treasury is up to 1.99%. There is a meme floating through financial news wires during these first few days of the new year. It's five words: nowhere to go but up. In the case of rock-bottom interest rates engineered by the Federal Reserve, that may well be true. But one headline that's running on the website of a financial cable channel cites a survey of investment strategists saying after the flat performance of the stock market in 2011, there is nowhere for stocks to go in 2012 but up. True, prices could go up, but there remain other options. Stephen Wood, chief market strategist for Russell Investments, isn't going for the inexorable rise thesis.
Well, I think that would be a limited view of market volatility. You know, markets could clearly go down. In the U.S., things are improving. You know, not greatly so, not robustly so. There's challenges in the housing market. There's challenging in the labor markets. But there's this measurable upward grind in the U.S. data. And the markets are responding positively to that. But as we've seen in 2011, and we think could be a problem in 2012, although the fundamentals in the United States are improving, you're still going to see Europe present this downward risk threat. The Europeans have chosen not to make a lot of very difficult decisions. They're still choosing to postpone a lot of difficult decisions. So when the market focuses on some of the structural issues in Europe, that could certainly be a component of volatility. But that said, you're going to see this tug of war between the U.S., which is improving, and Europe, which is continuing to provide some of this downward volatility.
We'll be getting some hard data as the week goes on about the unemployment situation. I assume you'll be watching that quite closely.
We will be. And I think a glacial improvement in the job picture is what we're expecting. There is private sector activity. Companies are hiring. They're not doing a lot of hiring, but there is some hiring. Most of the unemployment, or a lot of it, I should say, is coming from state and local governments, which are letting go a lot of workers. So you're seeing a creep, a glacial creep, which is improving the unemployment, but not briskly so. So I'd expect that you're going to see not a huge change in the unemployment, but we don't think it's going to get significantly worse either.
Stephen Wood at Russell Investments in New York. One of the perks of being president of the United States is all the power they give you.
Today, I'm appointing Richard as America's consumer watchdog.
Today, with Congress out of session, President Obama went ahead and installed a new head of the Consumer Financial Watchdog Agency with a stroke of a pen. Senate Republicans have been blocking the nomination of Richard Cordray, saying the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is too powerful and needs changes. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. A drop in the pulse today on news about lunches and poverty in the heartland. There's word that more than half of fourth graders in Missouri are eating school-subsidized lunches. Families of four making under $40,000 a year qualify for these programs. And according to StLouisToday.com, some suburban St. Louis school districts report as many as 55% of their students are eating cheap lunches. For more on how lunch is a marker for hard times and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.